I usually and typically approach this with sort of a holistic approach to not just case decisions, but also agency regulations, the administration, what they have done through executive orders, and then what Congress is doing, especially the Senate, in terms of appointments. So we're going to talk about changes from the Trump administration that we've seen, agency actions, employment legislation. We'll focus on the Supreme Court, present and future, and their decisions this past term, as well as future issues in the federal courts that may bubble up through the Supreme Court, and if we have a chance, and I'm going to hit on a few of the Fifth Circuit decisions of note over the last year as well. So what's happened under the Trump administration? A lot, actually. Right at the beginning, President Trump started signing executive orders, rescinding many of President Obama's executive orders. The Department of Labor has been busy rolling back. As I keep talking about all this rolling back, I keep thinking of the Walmart signs that roll back prices. They've been rolling back stuff in Washington, primarily things from the Obama administration and the Obama-appointed agencies. In terms of the Department of Labor, one of the big things they did for employers in the union context was to roll back the persuader rule. You'll probably hear more about that when you hear about our NLRA update. The Wage and Hour Division of the Department of Labor has been busy adopting pro-business rules and overturning anti-business regulations. We'll talk more about that. The NLRB has gone about attempting to reinstate what they call 4,000 years of precedent that was overturned by the Obama board, so they're going to be busy. There have been more judicial appointments put in place, and that is happening almost on a daily basis.